Well, you ought to make that a part of every campaign appearance, at least one song. Just get the guitar out. Hey, I got to ask you, and I've only got about 5 minutes left, 4 minutes left, actually, to the bottom of the hour. I got to ask you, you've got a major endorsement that you just announced today?
Yes, we're announcing today, yes. It's Kat Kamak from Florida. Such an impressive young woman, youngest GOP congresswoman. Endorsed by President Trump now in her race, for being a first term, she's doing such amazing work. She's constantly, fighting on our behalf, and she has a great story herself. She was a former rancher. Some of the Obama policies on land use ended up, making her actually displaced. And she landed on her feet, and there she is, one of the young bright stars in our party. And I'm honored that she's actually endorsing me. And she's coming to town, and we're going to do some meetings together next week.
And I understand my assistants tell me that she's going to be here both in northern Nevada and here in southern Nevada. Am I right?
Yes. We're going to do events in both places. We've got a big rancher event planned for the north, and her being a rancher is going to be even that much more valuable. And, of course, we're going to be doing something in southern Nevada. We're going to be advertising, and people will know about it. We'd love to be very well attended. It's going to be great. She's just a great person to listen to and, watch how she's leading the fight on our behalf in these amazingly crazy times out there.
I've got to ask you in our final couple of minutes, we're getting to the point now where we can start to see the finish line on June 14th. And I got to ask you, are you feeling the momentum that a lot of people are feeling for your campaign?
Yes. I'm probably the hardest person on myself because that's how I've always functioned. But I tell you, we're feeling, when we do town halls, we're doubling and tripling the number of people. When we come back around to a place, we even double over that. Everybody comes in, and when they finish, you can tell their enthusiasm. People come to me. I get a lot of strong handshakes and hugs, and we're with you. We believe in you. We had a businessman who ran our country in 2016. We loved the results. We can't wait to have a businessman to run Nevada in 2022. Definitely feeling that momentum. It's very palatable.
Gee, let me just ask you in our final minute, what is it you still need? What does your campaign need? Is it money? Is it yard signs, volunteers? What is it you're asking of my listeners?
At this stage, it's all of the above. Because this is where the rubber hits the road. This is it. This is the time we got to be out there. Yes, I'm financing my own, but the more money I can raise, the more advertising I can do, the more media I can do, the more I can buy. And of course, volunteers are the lifeblood. I had a volunteer meeting last week. Again, it's so humbling for me that people will show up and work for me like this. But all of the above we need right now. This is it. These are the last 8 weeks. I can promise you I'm sprinting, and I just want people who believe in me to do the same.
And very, very quickly, where can folks find more information on your campaign? Where can they reach out to volunteer? How do they get to you?
The best place is Nohra, N-O-H-R-A, 4, F-O-R-N-V, .com. It's got sections for volunteering. It's got sections for donations. It tells you what we're doing, where we are. Lots of pictures. I do a lot of very short little vignettes about when I'm in different places. It's actually imagine like the Eagles tour, and you're kind of following the Eagles tour. So that's kind of how it feels that way, rather than your typical political stuff.
Guy Nohra, best of luck, continued success, safety out on the campaign trail. I know you're going to be out there in all 17 counties again and again and again between now and June 14th. Thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Kevin. Pleasure to talk to you, like always.
There you go. Guy Nohra, Republican candidate for governor, joining us right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, at 12:30, as we check out our conditions on area freeways right now, some good news. That crash we talked about last hour at 15 northbound at Russell Road, that has been cleared. Do expect some moderate flows, though, on the Southern Beltway as we speak. That's 215 eastbound near the 15 interchange. You'll touch the brakes there. 215 west at Valley Verde. You're moving along. Just a little bit of congestion through there. Also, it's slow on that transition lane. Those who are emerging from 15 north over to 215 southbound. And those lane restrictions on Interstate 515, both directions. That's between Main and Eastern. Only two lanes available through that corridor.
World-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions.
Here's Trae Young. Pull-up three is good. He had Mason Plumlee on skates out on the perimeter.
The action on the Hawks Radio Network, 132-103, the win over Charlotte last night. Atlanta moving on in the play-in round. They'll face the Cavaliers tomorrow night. The winner of that one advances to face top seed Miami in the first round of the playoffs. Trae Young led the scoring for Atlanta with 24 points. Clint Capella with a double-double.
3-on-2 break. Jose will back it out now. Leave it for CJ. Right wing three. Get in there.
Yes, sir.
The action on the Pelicans Radio Network, 113-103, the win over San Antonio last night. New Orleans moves on in the play-in round to face the Clippers tonight. Then the winner of that one will face the Phoenix Suns in the first round. CJ McCollum led New Orleans with 32 points. Jonas Valanciunas had a double-double. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is the feeling you get when you have a dedicated Fidelity Wealth Planner looking at your full financial picture. Someone working with you on a flexible, comprehensive wealth plan based on your goals, helping you balance risk and reward. It's being able to enjoy today because you have a plan for the future. This is the planning effect from Fidelity. Learn more at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC.
At Tubba Towels, we started with the toughest messes and quickly realized Tubba Towels heavy-duty cleaning wipes can clean just about anything, like stubborn brake dust, spilled paint, even permanent marker. There's literally thousands of uses. Proudly made in the USA with over 35,000 five-star reviews. Find Tubba Towels heavy-duty cleaning wipes at your local auto parts store, the Home Depot, Lowe's, and more. Look for the big yellow tub.
I'm Sam Brown, running for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Real leaders are proven under fire. 2008 Afghanistan, the Taliban ambush. Captain Sam Brown's platoon engages when his Humvee strikes a roadside bomb. Combat veteran Anthony Roscoe witnessed the explosion.
His vehicle was instantly covered in flames, thrown in the air.
On a battlefield stretcher, severely burned and near death, Sam Brown thought only of his men.
From when I saw Sam on fire to when I saw Sam leave and get on that helicopter, not one time did he ask me about himself.
Evac to Texas. Sam Brown's battle continued. 30 surgeries. Years of recovery. Gunner Kevin Jensen, also wounded in the blast, witnessed Sam Brown's fighting spirit.
He just had that drive that I've never seen. His integrity, selfless courage.
Captain Sam Brown for U.S. Senate. New conservative leadership for Nevada. The battle-born fighter we need.
I'm Captain Sam Brown. I fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again.
Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service branch.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Well, we got a big program still ahead. Annie Black will join us just after 1 o'clock, Assemblywoman from District 19. She's a Republican candidate for Congress in CD4. Big, huge district. We'll find out how her campaign is going. Also, Christopher DeHere is the Republican candidate for Secretary of State. He will join us just after 2 o'clock. So we got all kinds of stuff brewing. I gotta talk to my friend, gentleman Jim Dallas, because... I just don't know many people that have $43 billion in disposable change, in their pocketbook or in their bank or $43 billion is a lot of money. That is what Elon Musk says he's willing to spend to buy Twitter. All of it. What's going on?
Well, on paper, He is the richest man in the world. He is worth more than $200 billion, if you can imagine that. But I'm not sure if he has north of $40 billion in cash. So he's going to have to factor in maybe selling some of his stock in Tesla, which might make Tesla go down. So it's a big risk, I think, for Elon Musk. But in addition to that, he's, I think, trying to save our democracy as it stands today. The dissemination of information is only one-sided, it seems, on Twitter. So he's trying to fix that. And when you look at the offer on the table, what if you're an investor, Kevin, and you paid, let's say, $30 for a share on the stock, and you own, let's say, 1 million shares, and now you have an offer on the table where you could sell that you bought at 30. Now you can sell it for about $54 per share. That's a huge profit. Who would turn that down? Now, I know these people are leftists, but at the same time, they're savvy at business, and they're there to make money. So they're kind of in a tough spot. Now, he says, okay, now if you don't take this final offer, then I may considering selling my shares. And he owes nearly 10% of the company. Now, if he sells, then the stock is going to go down precipitously.
Yeah.
So what do they do? They're kind of boxed in here, unless somebody like a Bill Gates or a Jeff Bezos comes along and decides that they want to buy it as well. But again, there's only just a handful of people that have access to this kind of cash, all in one swoop. So it's kind of interesting. But even if he does buy Twitter and tries to make it a free speech platform as it was intended to be, then now you say, okay, Donald Trump, he should come back, and the world is fine again. Well, Trump was asked this, and he basically said, I'm not really interested in that. He said they've taken off a lot of good people like Charlie Kirk and among others. And he says there used to be a great back and forth of ideas, you know, right against left, right against wrong, or however you want to look at it. But you don't have that back and forth anymore. And he says he's kind of bored with it. Besides, he's got his own social media, Truth Social. He's had some problems with that, too, with some people quitting. And there's been some glitches, but I guess that's to be expected. But the bottom line here is this is kind of fun to watch from afar.
By the way, speaking of Donald J. Trump, he was on with Hannity last night. I was fascinated by this. And he talked of, in fact, let's go to cut three real quick, see if we can squeeze this in before we go to break. Cut three with Sean Hannity. Last night on Fox News Channel, talking about Biden failures, and there are so many of them after so many Trump successes. Listen to this.
Joe Biden inherited an America that was energy independent. He inherited America that was a net exporter of energy. As I said, when you left, the average price of gas around the country, including all the taxes, was $2.42 a gallon. We're now setting record high after record high in terms of a gallon of gasoline. And you made a good point here. He put all these policies in place, killed the Keystone XL pipeline. The Alberta premier said we'd be literally 900,000 barrels of Canadian oil by now would be flowing into our country every day, which would be a good deal for America at this point. We wouldn't need to import oil as Joe did last year from Russia and Iran. But I want to get into what the solution is. They won't even consider going back to and adopting your successful policies. And I want to hone in on this. Let's start with Iran alone. This deal with Iran that would give them tens of billions of dollars, reportedly take the Iranian Revolutionary Guard off the no-fly list, reportedly allow Vladimir Putin, who's negotiating the deal, to build a nuclear facility for the Iranians. This is madness. And that we'd import oil from the Iranians. Now, would you ever make that deal with the Iranian government, the mullahs that chant death to America?
So I ended a terrible deal, but it was better than the one that they're looking to do now, the Iran nuclear deal. They're looking to do a deal even worse, if that's possible. And, you know, the one thing you didn't say is Israel is in tremendous peril, tremendous danger if this happens, because it's a very quick roadmap for them to have a nuclear weapon and a lot of nuclear weapons. And I can't imagine that it's going to be allowed to happen. What they're doing in Congress and what Biden is doing, I can't imagine that they would allow this to happen, Sean. This could very well be the end of Israel. A lot of people are saying that, too, unless perhaps something happens where Israel's going to have to take up the fight. But it is a terrible situation. And, you know, if you look, I told China you can't buy any oil until we make a deal. Had we won this election, which we did, had we been put in place or left in place, we would have had absolutely, first of all, we wouldn't have had the Ukraine situation with Russia, but we also wouldn't have China buying massive, massive numbers, record-setting numbers of barrels of oil from Iran, which is making Iran very, very rich. I told China, if you're going to buy from them, we're not doing business with China. So the gravy train, $508 billion a year, the gravy train would end. And the other thing I did in terms of China is between taxes and tariffs, we took in hundreds of billions of dollars from China. That's never happened before. They never paid any president 10 cents. But no, we are on the wrong side of everything. We have inflation, wouldn't have happened. We have Ukraine, wouldn't have happened. You'll probably have Taiwan. That would never have happened. None of this stuff would have happened.
Well, he's right. Trump, as usual, is right. Stay where you are. We got to take a break. We're running a little bit behind as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
His name is Guy Nora, and he's a Republican running to be Nevada's next governor. And just like Donald Trump, Guy Nora's a different kind of candidate. Not a politician, a successful entrepreneur. Not just a strong Christian, but someone who fought in the Lebanese Civil War to protect religious freedom and the right for fair elections.
I'm Guy Nora. I want to be your next governor. I'm going to talk to you directly in full honesty and frankness. I'm going to share with you my ideas for turning around Nevada's economy, teaching our kids how great America is while keeping critical race theory out, and expose the election fraud we all know is there. Instead of asking you for your vote, I'm going to earn it.
Paid for and approved by Guy Nora, 7500 West Lake Mead Boulevard, Suite 9650, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89128, 702-582-9233. Visit norafornv.com.
From the depths of the Dollar Loan Center Arena in Henderson, Nevada, and accessed exclusively on the World Wide Web at don'tbebroke.com, I present to you the Loan Approval Machine. Wicked fast approval, super fast approval. The Loan Approval Machine will process your entire loan in minutes, then instantly fund your account. Experience the future of short-term lending at don'tbebroke.com.
This is Manny Kess, candidate for Nevada State Treasurer, and I've got a question for you. Do you have any idea where our taxes go? Better yet, how about what our money gets spent on? Well, I think it's time we put someone in office who will answer these questions and start being accountable to you. That is why I've decided to run for Nevada State Treasurer. My pledge to you is simple. Send me to Carson City, and I'll be accountable to you, and we'll maximize the Treasurer's office by making it the most transparent in the country. We should not have to beg for accountability in government. Transparency and accountability in government. You deserve it. I'll demand it. Once again, this is Manny Kess, your Republican nominee for Nevada State Treasurer. Contact me anytime by visiting MannyFORNevada.com.
This call is paid for by Manny for Nevada.
There's a child in Kenya, or Sierra Leone, or India, or Bolivia, who you could connect with. And through Child Fund, it's possible. We may be thousands of miles apart, but we can still connect with each other. And when we do, we make things better. We connect children all around the world with what they need to grow up healthy, educated, and safe. That's what Child Fund is about. Together, we co-create, support, and sustain connections that lead to greater well-being for millions of children who live in poverty worldwide, and their families, and their communities, and their countries, and you. Join us. Together, we can make the world a better place. Two small worlds at a time. His and yours. Visit childfund.org to learn more.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us this hour of Live and Local, brought to you by Nevada Trucking Association. Paul Enos and all the good men and women that get stuff from point A to point B all across our state, thank you so much. We cannot thank you enough. We're still trying to figure out the motive behind the New York City subway shooter, Frank James. Last night, Tucker Carlson tried to tackle this and asking the question, just who is the New York City shooter, Frank James? The answer is somewhat shocking. Listen to this.
Frank James. Who was he? What did he think? Well, it turns out that for years, Frank James posted black supremacist rants on his YouTube channel for all to see. Some of these videos date back to 2013 and continue to very recently. He uploaded within the last few days. Overnight, the journalist Andy Ngo unearthed a number of these posts. You can go find them online. We're not going to show them to you. But we want to read you some expert excerpts so you have some idea of what this man was thinking. In one video he posted to YouTube, James declares that, quote, white people and black people, as we call ourselves, should not have any contact with each other. Blacks and whites, so-called, should not even be in the same hemisphere. James seemed especially enraged that Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, Joe Biden's Supreme Court pick, had married a white man. Quote, I had no idea that she would be married to a white man. Yeah, our black sister Supreme Court Justice, power to the people, is married to an effing white man. In other posts, James called for violence against people on the basis of their skin color. In one video, James says, for example, that, quote, the white MFers that I want to kill, you know, I really want to kill them because they're white. Pretty direct about his feelings on that. On Facebook, he posted a meme that said, quote, oh, black Jesus, please kill all the whiteies. Why was he so angry? Well, James explained that himself. Quote, the vast majority of people, white MFers, are racist. He'd seen that on CNN, and he believed it. There were signs long before the shooting yesterday that James was dangerous, that he might act out against other people. In one instance, James filmed himself shouting racial epithets at people on the street. Quote, F you and your white ass too, you MFer. And to throw that in for good luck, I don't listen, yeah, white racist MFer. They do exist. They do effing exist. We could go on and on and on. He attacks Asians too. Disgusting. So this guy was a racist. He was not a white supremacist. And that might surprise you because Joe Biden and some of the shills who work for him, including the attorney general and the head of DHS, have told us again and again and again, and the New York Times has confirmed this again and again and again, that white supremacists, right-wing Trump voters, are the number one terror threat in the United States of America. Here's Biden.
We must confront and defeat political extremism, white supremacy,
and domestic terrorism.
White supremacy, domestic terrorism, that we must confront and we will defeat.
According to the United States Intelligence Community, domestic terrorism from white supremacists is the most lethal terrorist threat in the homeland.
What a liar he is. Yeah, there are racists of all colors in this country, but white supremacy is not the main threat we face. Racial animus of all kinds is not the main threat we face. And in fact, since Joe Biden took office, there has not been a single deadly attack by a white supremacist or a QAnon shaman. At the same time, since Joe Biden took office, a BLM supporter rammed his car into a barricade at the Capitol and murdered a police officer. Then another BLM supporter ran over dozens of people, including children, at a Christmas parade in Wisconsin, in Waukesha, killing six people. Many more were maimed. Most recently, a BLM supporter, and by the way, an honoree of the Barack Obama Foundation, tried to assassinate a mayoral candidate in Kentucky. Again, most people who commit acts of violence like this are mentally ill. So there isn't always an obvious political lesson. But if you take three steps back, maybe if the entire news media tells you every day of your life that America hates you because of your skin color, you might respond to that at a certain point. Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't we see more crimes like this? They're being abetted and effectively encouraged by the Biden administration and the American news media.
Tucker Carlson last night on Fox News Channel. Coming up, more news from the Donald J. Trump standpoint. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is Las Vegas City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. I've always been your conservative choice on the Las Vegas City Council. Whether during my time on the council or in the state legislature, I've always been a proven fighter for low taxes and limited government, earning an award from the American Conservative Union for my work defending the taxpayers. That is why I'm asking for your vote, so I can continue my fight to keep taxes low, limit government, and keep our neighborhoods safe, paid for by friends of Victoria Seaman.
Gun Owners of America is here on the ground in Nevada, and we're building momentum. I am Monty Bowen, Pacific Region Director with Gun Owners of America, and we are here ready to defend our Second Amendment rights. Elections have consequences, and those consequences can severely impact your right to keep and bear arms. That is why we are working so hard here in Nevada and other states across the country to protect that right. Gun Owners of America is the only no-compromise Second Amendment organization with a presence in all 50 states, but we need your help to do it. We have opened an office here in Las Vegas at 570 South Decatur Boulevard in the Arizona Charlie's parking lot. And we'll be hosting a series of Second Amendment events highlighting how our rights are under assault. We would love for you to stop by, but if you can't make it in person, you can always call us at 725-204-9109 or go to goanevada.com to learn how you can help us join the fight. I look forward to hearing from you. Gun Owners of America, pay for this effort.
If you've been involved in a car accident, you need Nevada's legal elite, Demopolis Law, the firm you can trust. Visit us at legalelite.com.
Once upon a time, in the great state of Nevada, there was a big bad governor called Steve Sisolak. And the people didn't like Commissar Sisolak stealing their freedoms. But then a big blustery sheriff named Joe Lombardo said he would be governor and protect all the people. But this was the same Joe Lombardo who stood his police down while the shooters in the 2017 Las Vegas massacre killed 58 innocent people. And the same Joe Lombardo who got tricked into opening his jail cell doors and releasing convicted felons into Nevada neighborhoods where your children live. That's a no-no, Jojo. I'm Fred Simon, a concerned father, a Nevada businessman, and a medical doctor. I'll fight for what you want, but I need your help to become Nevada governor. Donate if you can, and learn more anytime at simonforgovnv.com. Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning, 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour.